Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Wills here. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Whitey Wills here. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ivy Andrews. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills here fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes West. The throw from Berry and he is out, Warsler applying the tag. One out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Whitey Wills here is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills here bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey misplays the ball. That's an error on Carey. Berry scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Kramer scores. Fox moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Higgins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills here fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns moves to second. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Wills here is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills here is 0-for-0 in the game. Wills here hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Moses steals second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. West moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills here fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to third. Heath moves to second. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West scores. Heath scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews bunts towards the mound. Wills here fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Carey moves to third. Larry moves to second. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepper strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry moves to third. Mahaffey moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Mahaffey, and towards Warsler, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Walkup now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. McNair reaches second base with a double. Higgins moves to third. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 3 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. McNair scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carey catches it and throws to first to double up Warsler. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepper hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. West hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Jim Walkup. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. Clift moves to third. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Faye Thomas now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Carey settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Carey. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins is hit by the pitch. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-4 in the game. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. West hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.